From Acts 11, verses 23 and 24. When he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord. The word resolute is packed with power. It means determined and set in purpose. We would call a resolute person one who had made up his mind to be or to do something. He is serious, adamant, uncompromising, unwavering, unshakable. In Acts chapter 11, Peter, after arriving in Jerusalem, was chastised by church leaders for fellowshipping with Gentiles. He reported the vision God gave him of a large sheet let down from heaven carrying great numbers of animals that were considered unclean according to Jewish law. Promptly, God told Peter to kill and eat any of them, after which Peter argued in favor of the law. Nevertheless, God insisted, teaching Peter three times that what God declares clean is no longer to be considered unholy. God instructed Peter to look for the arrival of three men who would escort him to Joppa, to the home of a Gentile, where he was to preach the gospel. Peter did, and Cornelius and his family believed in Jesus and were baptized. After Stephen was martyred for his faith in Christ, a great persecution against Christians erupted and drove believers far and wide. Some of them arrived in the cities of Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch and preached the gospel to native Jews. However, some preached to the Gentiles, and many people believed in Jesus. When the church fathers in Jerusalem heard the news, they sent Barnabas to investigate. According to Acts 11, verse 23, when he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord. Friends, Barnabas's admonition to the believers in these cities 21 centuries ago is God's admonition to believers today. We are to make our hearts resolute, be serious, adamant, uncompromising, unwavering, unshakable, and remain true to Jesus. One of the most striking portraits of a resolute heart is found in the Old Testament. In a vast valley surrounded by towering cliffs, a young shepherd named David, only 17 years old, stood confidently and fearlessly with his slingshot and five smooth stones in hand. His eyes are focused and his face displayed determination as he gazed up at the formidable figure of the Philistine warrior Goliath. A giant of a man, Goliath stood proudly and arrogantly clad in gleaming armor. His size eclipsed and even overshadowed David with his enormous sword sheathed on his shoulder. Nevertheless, David was undeterred, clutching a small, smooth stone tightly in his slingshot. The contrast between the young shepherd boy and the imposing warrior creates a striking image in our minds. Mind you, the ferocity of Goliath petrified the entire army of Israel, men who were themselves great warriors, and left them frozen in fear, unwilling to face their enemy. But not David. The shepherd boy had what Israel's army lacked: resolute faith in God, evidenced by courage, bravery, and determination, and absolute assurance that God would use him to defeat the enemies of God. William Hiley Bathurst, an Anglican preacher and hymnist, born near Bristol, England, on August 28, 1796, penned these words: "Oh, for a faith that will not shrink though pressed by every foe, that will not tremble on the brink of any earthly woe, that will not murmur nor complain beneath the chastening rod, but in the hour of grief or pain will lean upon its God. A faith that shines more bright and clear when tempests rage without, that when in danger knows no fear, in darkness feels no doubt." Back in the early 1960s, President John F. Kennedy set a vision before America saying, quote, "We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one which we intend to win." Close quote. And in July 1969, NASA succeeded in sending a ship named Apollo 11 into space that orbited and sent a lunar lander carrying Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin to the surface of the moon. And for the first time in history, man set foot on a celestial body other than Earth. Friends, being made in God's image and with God's wisdom, help, power, and enablement, and through resolute faith in Jesus Christ, there is much that can be accomplished with our minds made up. We cannot, as followers of Jesus Christ, accomplish God's will with our minds consumed with the interests of this world. Perhaps Jesus' rebuke of Peter in Matthew 16:23 would help us to fix our attention rightly. He said, "You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's." May each of us take to heart Paul's encouragement found in Colossians 1, verses 1 through 3. "If you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Christian, hear the words of King David to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 20, and take them to heart, your heart, as Christ's word to you. Be strong and courageous and act. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Remember the awful reprimand to the church at Laodicea in Revelation 3, verses 15 and 16. Jesus said, "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. And so because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." Rise up now, unbeliever. Repent of your sin. Believe in Jesus. Receive him as Lord of your life and serve him with resolute heart. And faint and half-hearted Christian, repent of your unconcern and waywardness and return to Christ with resolute heart. Worship and serve him with all your heart and strength. And friends, Jesus awaits your commitment and devotion. So give him both right now. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.